In a wave of deportations from Morocco, officials of the majority Muslim country have expelled over 100 foreign Christians since March for alleged forced conversions. Many of those deported are aid workers and have denied the allegations. Western diplomats are calling this a calculated effort to purge the historically moderate country of all Christian elements, both foreign and national. We spoke with U.S. Congressman Frank Wolf, who is also the co-chairman of the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission. He told us that he has written to U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to request that U.S. funding to Morocco be cut in light of the recent developments.
Obviously, it violates a lot of precedent that we've seen, and it raises into question, you know, the whole Moroccan government situation with regard to, as you know, America, under the Millennium Challenge grant, is giving them $650-some million. It's money to help them with regard to economic development and growth, but also to sort of reward them, if you will, because they're doing certain things with regard to honesty and integrity and openness and transparency. But we see what they're doing really almost violates the Millennial Challenge grant. So I think for the American government to be giving money out to a nation that is expelling American citizens, it violates where the Millennium Challenge grant is, and we're asking that this be suspended, and if it continues, I'm going to offer an amendment to end it. Give the money to some other nation that truly is honest and open and is willing to be tolerant and do things like that. But we're not going to give American taxpayer dollars. In essence, some of the people who have been expelled pay American taxes, and they're going to be paying taxes so the tax money can go back to the country that's kicking them out. In talking to some of the families that were expelled, they have committed that they have not proselytized and that they have been complying with the Moroccan law. And, you know, these are all good people. These are people who have dedicated their life to helping out the Moroccan people, working in orphanages, working in the educational system. They're not out to create trouble. Many have spent a large portion of their life in Morocco.